Thank you, Mr. President. The issue of the possibility of holding hybrid meetings has already been raised, including in the context of the P6 and meetings with the regional coordinators this year. And the position of the Secretariat has been very clear. The member states of the United Nations were faced with the General Assembly resolution that provided for the possibility of remote simultaneous interpretation platforms for the Conference on Disarmament and decided not to follow that route. So now the CD Secretariat does not have a line of budget upon which to charge any costs that come from any meeting that is hybrid. This said, the CD Secretariat has inquired with the Executive Office of UNODA that has confirmed that there are no funds available that can be repurposed for hybrid meetings for the CD. We have, however, reached out further, and we are in a position to have a very selected, limited number of meetings organized through hybrid format. But we still do not have the funds to pay for that. So the arrangement, if you want to call it arrangement, that we have for the moment, and that is by decision of the controller, so it's not something for the CD Secretariat. The controller, just to give you some background, the controller has decided that for the year 2022, there would not be a blank allowance of hybrid meetings for United Nations bodies that request them, but that hybrid meetings would only be allowed for those bodies that have budget for it. This said, the bodies like the CD Secretariat that do not have budget for it will need to reach out to the controller and see whether funds can be found to pay for these hybrid meetings. So this is the procedure. In practical terms, it means that if we request a hybrid meeting, UNOG will allow us to have the hybrid meeting and will not request a coding block up front, because we don't have a coding block. It's like a bank account, a coding block. We don't have a bank account that we can give for hybrid meetings because we don't have funds for that. So they will allow us to have the hybrid meeting and they will charge us afterwards on a monthly basis. The moment we receive that bill, the CD Secretariat will send it to the Executive Office in New York, that will send it to the Controller's Office. At that point, the Controller's Office will tell us either go ahead or stop. So this is the overall issue of the hybrid meetings. With reference to meetings of for the day after tomorrow, we are working on it. It was not planned, so we need to find moderators. As you know, hybrid meetings require a lot more people in addition to more costs. And so we need to find one or two people, I don't even know, who have been trained to act as moderators. The moment we have those, we can organize the hybrid meeting. So I think I'm glad to be given the opportunity to the Russian Federation. Yeah.